U.S. steelmakers and steelworkers are welcoming President Bush's plan to help their beleaguered industry. The Bush administration unveiled a plan yesterday that uses tariffs and quotas to help U.S. producers compete against low-cost imported steel. The tariffs are not as high as the industry hoped, and the president's plan left out one element that the companies and the unions say is crucial, a government program to help cover the costs of pensions and health care for hundreds of thousands of steel industry retirees. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
The steel industry has never gone through a crisis like this one. In the last several years, some 30 U.S. steelmakers have gone bankrupt. In just the last several months, two large steelmakers, Bethlehem Steel and LTV, have declared bankruptcy, and LTV shut its doors for good. It's a crisis that developed over the past decade, as steelmakers around the world continued to produce more steel than was needed. The plan announced by the administration yesterday is a compromise. It imposes a tariff of 30% on the products most important to U.S. steelmakers, things like cold rolled and tin mill steel. Tariffs are lower on some other steel products. The plan offers less than the 40% tariffs the industry called for, but more than what advocates of free trade had wanted. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Zoellick says the plan is a temporary measure, just for 3 years, and that it's aimed at helping the steel industry get back on its feet.
The president has listened to the frustrations and the anxieties of steel workers and their families. He is offering help. Now it's the responsibility of the steel industry, owners, management, workers, communities, to use this breathing space to construct a new future.
The tariffs don't apply to Mexico and Canada, America's NAFTA partners. Also exempt from the tariffs are developing countries, such as Thailand and Turkey. Hardest hit would be Russia, Japan, China, Ukraine, and South Korea. Even before the plan was announced, foreign producers cried foul and threatened to retaliate with tariffs of their own. Zoellick says he's not worried about a potential trade war because in imposing the tariffs, the U.S. is being careful to observe international trade laws. He says the same can't be said of certain other global competitors.
Some of the countries that will be more troubled by it will be, for example, the European Union. But as I've said to my good friend Commissioner Lemieux of the European Union, they don't really approach the issue of steel with clean hands. And the starting point of that is, my recollection is when they started the European Union, they called it the coal and steel community, which revealed the whole political nature of the steel industry.
U.S. steel producers yesterday reacted mostly positively to the rescue package. Their biggest disappointment is that President Bush did nothing to address what the industry calls legacy costs, pensions and health care benefits for several hundred thousand retired workers and their dependents. Those benefits were awarded in contracts written at a time when the industry was much more profitable than today. And those high pension and health care costs for retirees are making it difficult for companies like Bethlehem Steel to emerge from bankruptcy. Bethlehem Steel had been hoping for a merger with U.S. Steel and some other companies, a consolidation that would only happen if the government agreed to pick up some of these legacy costs. Now those talks are off.
So there's no interruption of pension payments?
How much?
At the United Steelworkers Union Hall in Cleveland, pension and health care costs and whether the government will help pay for them is one of the main topics of conversation. That's because these union members lost their jobs last November when LTV went out of business. Workers will continue to receive most of their pensions courtesy of the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, a government body. More uncertain is who will pay for health benefits. Fred Spolosky is only 45, but after 23 years on the job, he retired when LTV shut down in hopes of retaining his health benefits. Spolosky's wife has been sick, and paying for her health care is a major concern.
Well, I came down here because I got a letter from Cobra this morning, and it stated that my health care is going to be about $8 more a month than I'll make in pension. And that's kind of why I'm hoping for legacy costs. It means I'll probably go broke.
Although the Bush plan does nothing to address the pension and health care benefits of retirees like Fred Spolosky, Congress may. Senator Jay Rockefeller, a Democrat from West Virginia, says he's optimistic that Congress will pass a bill to help the steel industry pay some benefits to its retired workers. Rockefeller says his question is, will the president sign it?
It needs to be said that the long-term viability of the steel industry in the United States is going nowhere without the passage of a bill which is then signed into law by the president of legacy costs.
Dealing with pension and health care costs for steel industry retirees will be expensive. The steel industry has estimated the total bill for these benefits to be at least $10 billion. Greg Allen, NPR News, Washington.